Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Wednesday class, 8 February 2023, 2 Corinthians.
Okay, one announcement before we get started. Tonight, after the class, tonight in the big classroom, a brief teacher's meeting tonight. All right? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And in preparation to worship our Lord, a few moments, silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this evening to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, as we get into this next chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it depends on the you understanding the last two verses of chapter 3. Because chapter 4 verse 1 says, starts out, because of this. And because of this is everything that was taught in 2 Corinthians 3 verses 17 and 18. That's the because of this. So 2 Corinthians 3, 17 and 18. Now the Lord is the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Spiritual freedom in this unique dispensation of the church age, spiritual freedom to live the unique spiritual life. Only in this dispensation, not any other time in human history, in this dispensation, the only dispensation where every believer is indwelt with God the Holy Spirit, as a base of operation for the filling of the Spirit, the power to live this unique spiritual life and glorify God to the maximum. So we have in verses 17 and 18 the unique spiritual life of the church age, which is directly related to God the Holy Spirit. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Spiritual freedom. Spiritual freedom to live this unique spiritual life that we have in the church age. But we all, royal family of God, with an unveiled face, spiritual freedom, positional freedom in union with Christ, experiential freedom, the filling of the Spirit, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, Galatians 4:19, from glory, the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, to glory, Christ being formed in you, just as from the Lord who is the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit. The spiritual life, the unique spiritual life of the church age, 2 Corinthians 3:17 and 18, can only be lived by divine power. That's the first paragraph, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. Now we possess this treasure in earthen vessels for the purpose that the surpassing greatness of the power may be from the source of God. So this unique spiritual life described in 2 Corinthians 3:17 and 18 can only be lived by divine power, 2 Corinthians 4:7. By the power of the filling of the Spirit, Ephesians 5:18, Galatians 5:16, by the power of metabolized doctrine in the heart, 1 Peter 1:22, 2 Peter 3:18. You cannot live this unique spiritual life by human power. You cannot live it by the power of the flesh, the power of the sin nature. You cannot live it in Satan's cosmic system of interlocking systems of arrogance and interlocking systems of hatred. 2 Corinthians emphasizes the unique ministry of the spiritual life in the church age for the royal family of God. This ministry is glorious, a glorious ministry for all of us as royal family of God, because of the certain triumph of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, in union with Jesus Christ, as royal family of God, and who makes known the fragrance of the knowledge of Him, Jesus Christ, by the agency of us, the royal family of God, in every place, because we are all in full-time Christian service. That never happened before in human history, but it's true of the royal family of God in the church age. The ministry is also glorious because of the transforming work of God the Holy Spirit, 2 Corinthians 3:18. The ministry of the unique spiritual life includes suffering for blessing, 2 Corinthians 4:8 through 12. And it will sound like this when we get to it. Verse 8, we are afflicted, oppressed in every way, but we absolutely are not crushed. We have great inner pressure in our soul, but we are not totally despairing. We are persecuted, but we absolutely are not abandoned, deserted, forsaken. We are struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry about in our body the putting to death of Jesus, suffering for blessing of the winner believer, for the purpose that the life of Jesus indeed might be revealed and manifested in our body. For instance, we who are living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, winner believers, are constantly being delivered over to death, that is, in the danger of death, suffering for blessing, for Jesus' sake, for the purpose that the life of Jesus indeed may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then, death, that is the dangers of death, suffering for blessing, works in us, Paul, Timothy, Titus, Silvanus, but life, spiritual life, in you. So the ministry of the unique spiritual life includes suffering for blessing, and that will be the next paragraph in 2 Corinthians 4. In 2 Corinthians 4:1 through 7, Paul is not only referring to his apostolic ministry, He's not only referring to the ministry of God's faithful communicators and pastor teachers, but he is also including the ministry of the entire royal family of God. This is the only dispensation where every single believer, every member of the royal family of God, has a ministry. We are all in full-time Christian service. Every church-age believer is in full-time Christian service. We are all royal priests representing ourselves before the Lord. We are all royal ambassadors representing Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. Paul describes the suffering for blessing he has received in his apostolic ministry in verses 8 through 12 of chapter 4. In our passage, 2 Corinthians 4, 1 through 7, he declares what sustained him, namely the grace and power of God, verse 7. The ministry of the unique spiritual life given to every church age believer can only be executed by the grace and the power of God. The same power that resurrected our Lord Jesus Christ is the power given to us, every one of us, to live this unique spiritual life and fulfill. We have a magnificent ministry, every one of us. All right, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1. In the King James, it says, therefore, that is very weak. It's dia tuta. See, that's not therefore. Dia tuta. This is the prepositional phrase dia plus the accusative singular neuter of hutas. Now you've been, at least some of you have been around, some of you have not. That's all up to you. Dia plus the accusative. D-I-A. Dia plus the accusative means because of, on account of. And then we have the demonstrative pronoun hutas. H-O-U-T-O-S, hutas. And hutas, you translate it this, and hutas is the near demonstrative pronoun. Now what does that mean, near demonstrative pronoun? That means that it refers to what Paul just taught in 2 Corinthians 3, verses 17 and 18. Because of this tremendous unveiling of glory, the church age believer being transformed from the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ to glory, Jesus Christ being formed in you. And this is all accomplished by the grace and power of God. So it starts out, because of this, 2 Corinthians 3, 17 and 18, the unique spiritual life of the church age and the unique ministry given to all of us as royal family of God. Because of this, seeing that we have this ministry. Now when he says we, yeah, it refers to Paul. He definitely has a ministry as an apostle. It refers to Titus and Timothy and Silvanus. They definitely, as communicators of the Word of God, have a ministry. But a lot of times Christians sitting in church think, well, the pastor has a ministry. He's in full-time Christian service. Paul was in full-time Christian service, but I'm not. No, you are. Every one of you are. You are all in full-time Christian service. That never happened before until the church age. So because of this unique spiritual life of the church age and its divine power, seeing we have this ministry. This is the present active participle of the verb echo plus the accusative singular of diakonia with a definite article plus the accusative singular of hutas. Echo. Echo. E-C-H, long O, echo. A couple of things. One, echo literally means to have. To have and to hold. And therefore, point two, it means to possess. Three, not only did the Apostle Paul have a ministry, along with all faithful communicators of Bible doctrine, but every church age believer has and holds, possesses a ministry as well in the church age. Not only did the Apostle Paul have a ministry, along with all faithful communicators of the Word of God, but every church age believer, every member of the royal family of God in the church age has and holds, possesses a ministry as well. Four. Because of this tremendous unveiling of glory. Because of this tremendous unveiling of glory. In the age of Israel, they had the Mosaic Law, a fading glory that was fading away. We live where there's an increasing glory, surpassing glory, the glory of the church age. And because of this tremendous unveiling of glory, the church age believer being transformed from glory, the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, to glory, Christ being formed in you, Galatians 4:19, we keep on having a ministry. Because of this tremendous unveiling of glory, the church age believer being transformed from glory of the Lord Jesus Christ to glory, Christ being formed in you, Galatians 4:19, this is the last two verses of chapter 3, we keep on having a ministry. You all are part. You all have a ministry. Five, all church age believers are in full-time Christian service. All church age believers are in full-time Christian service. Therefore, we all keep on having a ministry. All church age believers are in full-time Christian service. Therefore, we all keep on having a ministry. Six, every church age believer is a royal priest and represents himself before God. You see, in the age of Israel, it was a specialized priesthood. You had to be a Levite, part of the Levitical priesthood. But we, in the church age, every single one of you are a royal priest. That never happened before in all of human history, where every church age believer is a priest. But every church age believer is a royal priest and represents himself before God. Seven, every church age believer is a royal ambassador. A royal ambassador and represents Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. Every one of you. Every church age believer is a royal ambassador and represents Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. The present tense of echo as linear action start, we keep on having this ministry. The active voice, every member of the royal family of God performs the action of having and holding, possessing this ministry. The participle is circumstantial, causal. You translate the circumstantial causal participle, since or because. Since we keep on having this ministry, or because we keep on having this ministry. And you could put your name in there, John Doe. Now, if we don't, I know we don't have any Does here. You probably, we have a few John Bucks. You see, some of you have no sense of humor, and that's all right. You probably never will. I feel sorry for a lot of, some of you believers, you, when you really start living the spiritual life, you'll have a wonderful sense of humor. The Lord has a wonderful sense of humor. And there's a lot of our loved ones that are in heaven right now. And the Lord Jesus Christ has a great sense of humor. And they're having parties, and he's the show. Don't worry, you'll get there and you'll discover. Some of you will laugh for the first time. And then we have the accusative singular of diakonia with a definite article. Plus, once again, the near demonstrative pronoun houtos. Diakonia is the word for ministry. D-I-A-K-O-N-I-A. Word for ministry. And with it, houtos, this, and it's this ministry. So the corrected translation, because of this, 2 Corinthians 3:17 and 18, the unique spiritual life of the church age that we have, every one of us, as royal family of God. Since we keep on having this ministry, so because of this, 2 Corinthians 3:17 and 18, the unique spiritual life of the church age, since we keep on having this ministry, and then we have in the King James, as we have received mercy. The adverb kathos plus the aorist passive indicative of eleo. Kathos. K-A-T-H long O-S. Kathos. Kathos means just as, or to the degree that. Just as, or to the degree that. And then the verb eleo. E-L-E-E, long O, eleo. Now, a couple of things about this verb. First of all, eleo in the active voice means to show mercy to someone. In the active voice, it means to show mercy to someone or to graciously help someone. To show mercy to someone or to graciously help someone. That's eleo in the active voice. Two. Eleo is grace in action. Grace in action. When you're living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, your life is a life of grace in action to everyone around you. Three, in the passive voice, which is what we have, it means to be shown mercy, to receive mercy, to receive grace in action. So we have the passive voice, which means to be shown mercy, to receive grace in action. And that has been happening to us the moment we believed in Jesus Christ. The moment we came to the cross, place our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and the justice of God imputed to us, the righteousness of God establishing this grace pipeline We have been the recipients of grace. Down that grace pipeline at the moment of salvation came 40 salvation blessings instantly. And then from that day on, every single day down that pipeline, we are the recipients of grace, logistical grace, blessing and support, day after day after day after day. Why? The Lord gives us that because the objective is to attain spiritual maturity. Have virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Have personal love for God the Father. Impersonal love for all. Occupation with Christ. Sharing the happiness of God so we can pour out phenomenal greater grace blessings down that pipeline. So eleo in the passive voice means to be shown mercy, to receive grace in action. And that's what we have been enjoying from the moment of our salvation, faith in Christ. The aorist tense is the constative aorist, viewing God's grace in action to the believer in its entirety. From the 40 salvation grace blessings to logistical grace blessing and support day after day after day to greater grace blessings when we attain spiritual maturity. The passive voice is the voice of grace. The believer in the Lord Jesus Christ is the recipient of the grace and the power of God and these phenomenal blessings down the grace pipeline so that he can fulfill this unique ministry that every church age believer has. The indicative mood is declarative, viewing this principle of Bible doctrine as absolute truth. So the corrected translation, because of this, 2 Corinthians 3:17 and 18, the unique spiritual life of the church age for the entire royal family of God. Since we keep on having this ministry, just as, or to the degree that we have received mercy, grace in action. And then we have, we faint not. This is the objective negative, uk, plus the present active indicative of engkakeo. Now, the objective negative, uk, is slams the door. The verb here, engkakeo. Now, here's a one guttural, here's another guttural. When you put the two together, this is literally a G and that's a K. But you don't pronounce egg-keko. Egg-kakao. Very hard to do. So the first one becomes an N. N-ka-ke-o. N-ka-ke-o. All right. A couple of things. This is a very important verb. Enkakeo means to lose heart, to despair, to lose heart, to despair. Two, it means to be despondent, to faint mentally, to be discouraged. It means to be despondent, to faint mentally, to be discouraged. Three, the objective negative ook slams the door. When we are living this unique spiritual life of the church age by the spiritual skills, 2 Corinthians 3:17 and 18, then we are not despondent. We do not faint mentally. We are not discouraged. Because we have this unique spiritual life that's lived by the grace and power of God. So point four. Since we have the grace and power of God to fulfill this ministry, we do not lose heart, even in times of great suffering for blessing. Since we have the grace and power of God to fulfill this ministry, we do not lose heart, even in times of great suffering for blessing. And this is coming up at the end of chapter 4. I'll give you previews of coming attraction. Sounds like this. For this reason, verse 16. For this reason, we absolutely do not encacao, the very same verb that we have here in our verse. The very same verb. For this reason, we absolutely do not lose heart, encacao. But even though our outer man, the human body, is decaying, being destroyed, probably the best thing, turning to miaino. Yeah, you understand that, see. For this reason, we absolutely do not enkakao, lose heart. But even though our outer man, the human body, is decaying, being destroyed, turning to miaino, yet our inner man, our soul, keeps on being renewed day by day. Verse 17. In fact, our momentary light affliction, and this will be a, this is a quite a study all in its own, what Paul calls momentary light affliction. He goes on in great detail in 2 Corinthians, and none of us, not all of us together, in all of the suffering that all of us together have even come close to the momentary light affliction that Paul went through. And we'll see that when we get there. In fact, our momentary light affliction, that's how Paul described his suffering for blessing. It's producing for us an everlasting, an eternal weight of glory, absolutely beyond all comparison. While we do not fix our eyes on, we are not, that is, we're not preoccupied with the things which are seen, the visible, the material, but we fix our eyes on, we are occupied with the things that are not seen, the spiritual, the invisible. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Well, that's the conclusion of this great chapter. It's awesome what is being communicated here in chapter 4. But what set it all up was the last couple verses in chapter 3. Since we have the grace and power of God to fulfill this ministry, we do not lose heart, even in times of great suffering for blessing, which Paul calls momentary light affliction. When you are thinking divine viewpoint, that's how your suffering for blessing will be in your thinking. Momentary light affliction. No big deal at all. 5. The believer living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills is motivated by the filling of the Spirit and metabolized doctrine in his heart to execute this ministry, this unique ministry for the royal family of God in the church age. The believer living the spiritual life by the spiritual skill is motivated by the filling of the Spirit and maximum metabolized doctrine in his heart to execute this ministry, the unique ministry of the royal family of God in the church age. 6. Therefore, he is not discouraged. You're not discouraged. You don't lose heart. You're not despondent. You're occupied with Christ. You're sharing the happiness of God. You have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. And when you have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart, you're not despondent. You're not discouraged. You don't lose heart. 7. However, the believer living in Satan's cosmic system, interlocking systems of arrogance and interlocking systems of hatred, he does become discouraged. He does lose heart. Eight. Reversionism results in despair, despondency, and discouragement. Reversionism results in despair, despondency, and discouragement. Nine. Reversionism results in the failure to fulfill your full-time Christian service. Reversionism results in the failure to fulfill your full-time Christian service. This glorious ministry that God has for the entire royal family of God. Reversionism results in the failure to fulfill your full-time Christian service, this glorious ministry that God has for the royal family. So the corrected translation. Because of this, 2 Corinthians 3:17 and 18, the unique spiritual life of the church age, since we keep on having this ministry, just as to the degree that we have received mercy, grace, and action, we do not lose heart. 1. The very first unique spiritual life in all of human history was given to the Lord Jesus Christ in his hypostatic union. The Lord Jesus Christ in his humanity was indwelt and filled with the Spirit 100% of the time. The very first unique spiritual life was given to the Lord Jesus Christ in his hypostatic union. 2. This unique spiritual life was lived by the Lord Jesus Christ in his true humanity 100% through the filling of the Spirit. This unique spiritual life was lived by the Lord Jesus Christ in his true humanity 100% by the filling of the Spirit. Three, the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ was to carry out the incarnation plan of God the Father, Operation Grace the Cross. The ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ was to carry out the incarnation plan of God the Father, Operation Grace the Cross, a ministry to solve mankind's problem of sin. And he carried it out. He executed it and fulfilled his ministry perfectly. So the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ was to carry out the incarnation plan of the Father, Operation Grace the Cross. 4. Now, this unique spiritual life has been given to every church age believer, every member of the royal family of God, which means every member of the royal family also has a ministry. Now this unique spiritual life has been given to every church age believer, which means every member of the royal family also has a ministry. 5. The church age is the only dispensation in human history where every believer is in full-time Christian service. The church age is the only dispensation in human history where every believer is in full-time Christian service. Six, this is the only dispensation in human history where every believer is indwelt by God the Holy Spirit. The universal indwelling of the Holy Spirit as the base of operations for the filling of the Spirit, the power to live this spiritual life. This is the only dispensation in human history where every believer is indwelt by God the Holy Spirit, the universal indwelling of the Holy Spirit, as the base of operations for the filling of the Spirit, which is the divine power to live this unique spiritual life. Eight, our ministry includes being a royal priest. We are all a priest. No specialized priesthood. It's a universal priesthood. A universal royal priesthood. We are a royal priest. Our ministry includes being a royal priest and representing ourselves before God. And our ministry includes being a royal ambassador representing the Lord Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. And every one of us, all of you, every one of you, you are a priest, a royal priest, and a royal ambassador for Jesus Christ. This is a part of the unique ministry to us in the church age. Nine, as you live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, you will attain spiritual maturity. Virtue love will be brought to completion in your heart. You will develop personal love for God the Father. And that is the great motivating virtue to carry out your ministry. You're motivated by your personal love for God the Father, and you have impersonal love for all, which is functional virtue. And that impersonal love for all includes the ministry of reconciliation. You are all ambassadors, royal ambassadors for Jesus Christ. You have all been given the ministry of reconciliation, communicating the grace gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. So as you live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, virtue love is brought to completion in your heart. First you develop personal love for God the Father, which motivates you to fulfill your ministry, which includes impersonal love for all. The functional virtue, which is a part of that, is the ministry of reconciliation, witnessing for Jesus Christ and occupation with Christ. 10. As virtue love is brought to completion in your heart, you will have maximum impersonal love for all. Grace righteous production. Christian service. Specifically, the ministry of reconciliation, witnessing for Jesus Christ. As virtue love is brought to completion in your heart, you will have maximum impersonal love for all, grace righteous production, Christian service, fulfilling the ministry of reconciliation, witnessing for the Lord Jesus Christ. 11. So every church age believer is a minister, and we are all in the ministry. Every one of you, you're in the ministry. You are all in full-time Christian service. So every church-age believer is a minister. We are all in the ministry. We are all in full-time Christian service. Now, we haven't gotten there, but we are getting there. I'm in chapter 5, but you haven't gotten there yet. Not to worry, we'll get there. But turn over to 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18. Second Corinthians 5:18. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and he gave us. Who is us? We is we, ain't we? It's all of you. You're the us. You're the us's. And he has given us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us, all members of the royal family, the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, royal ambassadors for Jesus Christ, as though God were making his appeal through us. Well, this is a very important part of our ministry as royal family of God, the unique spiritual life of the church age. Every church age believer is the minister. We are all in the ministry. We are all in full-time Christian service. And a part of that ministry is the ministry of reconciliation. So again, verse 1 sounds like this. Because of this, the unique spiritual life of the church age, 2 Corinthians 3:17-18. Since we keep on having this ministry, just as, or to the degree that, we have received mercy, grace in action, we do not lose heart. 1. In 2 Corinthians 4:1-7, that part of our ministry that is being emphasized is witnessing for Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians 4:1-7, that part of our ministry, all of us in full-time Christian service, that part of our ministry that is being emphasized is witnessing for Jesus Christ. The ministry of reconciliation, 2 Corinthians 5:18-20. 2. Every church age believer has been appointed a royal ambassador. Every church age believer has been appointed a royal ambassador. Three, our ministry as a royal ambassador is to present the Lord Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. Our ministry as a royal ambassador is to present the Lord Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. The Lord Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of God the Father. But we are his royal ambassadors and we represent him. While we're here on earth, we represent the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's a very important part of our special ministry. 4. This part of the royal family of God's ministry is to witness for Jesus Christ. This part of the royal family of God's ministry is to witness for Jesus Christ. Five. Now in our next verse, 2 Corinthians 4:2, we have three things that our ministry of witnessing for Christ must totally avoid. In our next verse, 2 Corinthians 4:2, we have three things that our ministry of witnessing for Christ must totally avoid. First of all, things hidden because of shame. Things hidden because of shame is living in Satan's cosmic system. Interlocking systems of arrogance and interlocking systems of hatred. We must avoid that. Secondly, we must not use deception. And third, we must not distort the Word of God. So in our next verse, we have three things that our ministry of witnessing for Christ must totally avoid. Things hidden because of shame, living in Satan's cosmic system, not using deception, not distorting the Word of God. In other words, not teaching a false gospel. Not teaching salvation by works. Point six. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 2, we also have what our ministry of witnessing for Christ must be. We also have in verse 2 what our ministry of witnessing for Christ must be. And that is proclamation of the absolute truth of the grace gospel. The proclamation of the absolute truth of the grace gospel. Eternal salvation is by grace, through faith alone, in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace you are saved through faith, and this salvation is not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, not of works, lest any man should boast. 7. So, to fulfill your ministry of witnessing for the Lord Jesus Christ, you must be living the spiritual life by the spiritual skill. You must be filled with the Spirit, walking by the Spirit. You must have pertinent, metabolized doctrine in your heart about the grace gospel. The grace gospel. So to fulfill your ministry of witnessing for the Lord Jesus Christ, you must be living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. You must be filled with the Spirit, living your life, walking by the Spirit, having pertinent metabolized doctrine about the grace gospel in your heart. 8. It is impossible to fulfill your ministry as a royal ambassador witnessing for Christ if you are living in Satan's cosmic system. It is impossible to fulfill your ministry as a royal ambassador witnessing for Christ if you are living in Satan's cosmic system. Nine, there is no virtue, no honor, there is no grace, there is no truth, there is no filling of the Spirit. There is no impersonal love for all in Satan's cosmic system. There is no virtue, no honor, no grace, no truth, no filling of the Spirit, no impersonal love for all in Satan's cosmic system. So that brings us to verse 2. And we have three things. It starts out with three things that as royal ambassadors for Christ, we must totally avoid. Number one, that our ministry as a royal ambassador and witnessing for Christ must avoid. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. That's the King James Version. Pretty weak. We have the conjunction of contrast Allah, plus the aorist middle indicative of apenon, plus the accusative plural neuter of the adjective kryptos with the definite article, plus the genitive singular of iskune with the definite article. Allah. Not Allah, but Allah. A-L-L-A. Allah. And Allah is the strongest conjunction of contrast in the Greek, correctly translated but, and it sets up a contrast between, and that's notice four, sets up a contrast between one, living the spiritual life, with living in Satan's cosmic system. So it sets up a contrast between living the spiritual life with living in Satan's cosmic system. Secondly, a contrast between the grace and power of God with the sin nature and human energy of the flesh. It contrasts the grace and power of God with the sin nature and human energy of the flesh. Third, it contrasts the filling of the Spirit with grieving and quenching the Spirit. Four, it contrasts absolutely not losing heart, the end of verse one, with shame and despair from living in the cosmic system, verse two. So it sets up a contrast between living the spiritual life with living in Satan's cosmic system. It sets up a contrast between the grace and power of God with the sin nature and human energy of the flesh. It sets up a contrast between the filling of the Spirit with the grieving and quenching the Spirit. It sets up a contrast between absolutely not losing heart, the end of verse 1, with shame and despair from living in the cosmic system, verse 2. And then the verb apenon. Looks like that in the Greek, A-P-E-I-N-O-N, apenon. You say, well, I haven't seen this verb before. You're right, because it's the only time it's ever found. It's a hapax-legomenon. This is the only time that this word is used in the New Testament scriptures. So a couple of things. One, apenon means to renounce, to disown, to renounce. Two, in witnessing for the Lord Jesus Christ, in fulfilling your royal ambassadorship and the ministry of reconciliation, it is imperative that we renounce and totally avoid all lies and false gospels of Satan's cosmic system. All lies. And the reading in the State of the Union address. I didn't watch it, but the New York Post said that the president lied so many times they lost track of how many it was. But I told you, if his lips are moving, he's lying. So, in witnessing for Jesus Christ, fulfilling your royal ambassadorship, it is imperative that we renounce and totally avoid all lies and false gospels of Satan's cosmic system. Three, Satan's objective as the ruler of this world is to distort the Word of God. His objective as the ruler of this world is to distort the Word of God. To distort the gospel. The gospel is a grace gospel. He takes that gospel and just, he will talk about faith in Christ too, but he will add works to it. And by that, no one can be saved. If you think you is believe in Christ and do this and do that and do the other, you aren't even saved. No one can be saved. Not one person. And all Satan does, he's a genius. Oh, he throws in the same words a lot of you throw in. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And give the pastor $1 million. No, that's the, I don't think anybody's ever said that. If you did say that, nobody's ever done it, so that's not the grace gospel. It's faith alone and Christ alone, apart from any and all works. So Satan's objective as the ruler of this world is to distort the word of God, distort the grace gospel into a lie. And what is the lie? Salvation by works. For there is no virtue, no honor, no impersonal love for all in Satan's cosmic system. 5. Impersonal love for all is a key component of fulfilling your royal ambassadorship and witnessing for Christ. And therefore, it demands that you live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills so you can fulfill your ministry of reconciliation, of witnessing for Christ by the grace and the power of God. So again, point 5, impersonal love for all is a key component of witnessing for Christ. And therefore, it demands that you live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills so that you can fulfill your ministry. The ministry of reconciliation is a royal ambassador for Jesus Christ by the grace and the power of God. Well, we'll pick it up at this point next time. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.